Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
Today, our church around the world celebrates the very first Sunday of the season of Lent. And Lent is a great season in which we now have the opportunity to draw closer to God. In the Gospel, we have that classic story of Jesus doing battle with the devil in the desert. Notice now how it begins. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. The first lesson that we can learn from this is that temptation is not always a bad thing. It is precisely in that struggle with temptation, in that resistance to temptation, that we come to know who we are. And as I've said before, part of knowing who you are is knowing who you are not. Now, if you study the Bible, in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, the desert is a very special place. Very special things happen in the desert to special people. Moses, after killing the Egyptian official, he goes into the desert and spends many years there as a shepherd, and then ultimately encounters God on Mount Sinai. Elijah, he walks 40 days and 40 nights in the desert and finally gets to his destination, Mount Sinai, where he encounters our Lord. How about St. Paul? St. Paul, after his baptism and conversion, flees into the Arabian desert. And there he stays for 3 years before he makes his way back to Jerusalem to meet with the apostles. It's a basic biblical truth. The desert is a very special place where there are no distractions, where we must focus our attention on God and our mission. And therefore, as we begin this season of Lent, this is a time in which we now must enter into our own desert. We must rid ourselves of all the distractions of our lives and focus our complete attention upon God and our faith in God. Now notice these three temptations in the Gospel. Each temptation corresponds to the topography of where Jesus is in the desert. The first temptation, Jesus right now is on the ground floor of the desert. And therefore, this temptation is a basic and low-level temptation, but nonetheless still powerful in its own sake. The first temptation is for us to focus our lives on the material goods of this world so as to satisfy our bodily desires, whether it's food, drink, entertainment, sports, pleasure, whatever it is. The temptation is to make those things the center of our life. Now, they are all good in their own right. And we are Catholics. We're not Puritans. We should enjoy them. But food, drink, entertainment, sports, pleasure, whatever it is, they are not the ultimate good. And yet, when our lives become dominated by them, when they become the center of our life, we end up in big trouble. We become blinded to the ultimate good, which is God and God alone. A great analogy to help us understand this temptation of our bodily desires is that of an insistent child. An insistent child knows what they want, when they want it, and how they want it. Now, this child will pressure their parents. They'll be very demanding. Now, any parent knows if they indulge this insistent child every time and all the time, pretty soon that child will be running the house rather than the parents. Now take that analogy and apply it to the spiritual life. These bodily desires, whatever they may be, food, drink, pleasure, entertainment, if we allow them to dominate our life, if we indulge them every time, all the time, then they ultimately will run our house of the soul. Notice how Jesus responds to the devil. He says, "One does not live on bread alone." Essentially, what Jesus is trying to teach us is we cannot base our lives on these basic temptations. Don't allow them to be the determining element of your life. Instead, the determining element of your life should be God, and God alone. Next, we have the second temptation. Now, we move from the desert floor now up to a place in which Jesus can see all the kingdoms of the world. So now that we're moving higher in the topography, it tells us that this second temptation is now more pronounced, greater than the first. The second temptation is the temptation to power. If you look throughout world history, you see people tempted by power. Power is a deeply alluring thing, and yet it's not the ultimate good. But if we make power the center of our life, then we truly become spiritually corrupt. Look at world history, some of the figures: Alexander the Great, Caesar, Napoleon, Stalin. These were all figures that were seduced by power, and they became spiritually corrupt individuals. Notice further what Satan says to Jesus: "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish." Now that's quite an indictment of the powers of this world. That's the reason why when one is rising in positions of power, it becomes increasingly more difficult to resist the temptation toward domination and manipulation. Jesus responds, and he says, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Regardless of how seductive power is, it's not worth the price of our soul. If we make power the center of our life, then our soul is the price that we pay for it. That's why the devil says to Jesus, "All this will be yours if you worship me." Well, if we truly desire power, then we must worship the devil, and we will lose our soul. If having power means surrendering ourselves to the power of Satan, it's not worth it. Now, this is so contrary to the spiritual life. In fact, at the very heart of the spiritual life is surrendering to God, allowing God now to be the dominating or the determining element in our life. Finally, we have the third temptation. Here, Jesus is brought to the parapet of the temple. This is the highest place now. Now, we've gone from the desert floor to a place where Jesus is able to see all the kingdoms of the world, and now he stands on the parapet of the temple. Remember, the temple was the center place of all Jewish life. The temple was the economic, political, and religious epicenter of all of Israel. And now Jesus is standing at the very height of the temple, the highest point in all of Jerusalem in the world. Now this tells us this third temptation is the strongest and the greatest temptation of all the three. This temptation is that of glory, the inflated ego, pride. Remember last week, Jesus taught us the Beatitudes. And what was the very first beatitude Jesus teaches his apostles and us? It's that of combating pride. Pride is the deadliest of all sins. Pride is one in which the person says, "It's all about me. It's all about my life, my career, my choices, my happiness, my pleasure, my wants, my desires. Everything has been created for me. This is a person that is consumed with themselves. They're constantly thinking of themselves. Am I important? How do people perceive me? Am I liked? Their ego is so big that it's eclipsed God. And so this is the third and the most powerful temptation. And yet, what does Jesus say? You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Essentially, what Jesus is teaching us is what I've preached to you before. Your life is not about you. Your life is not about you, your wants, your desires, your happiness. Instead, your life is about you in relationship with God. Great example of this are the lives of the saints. If you ever read the biographies of any saint at all, the saints understood this and they lived it out. They recognized that all the good things that they've done, all the great work that they do in this world in serving people, has nothing to do with their ego or their pride. Instead, their whole life was wrapped around their relationship with God. Regardless of what they did, for how many people, their life was based upon them in relationship with God. And they lived that out throughout their entire life. Well, it must be so with us. Our life must be based upon our relationship with God. My friends, we begin Lent. And Lent is about getting back to the basics, getting back to the fundamental aspects of our faith. And so we go to Mass every week. We pray every day. We go to confession. We pray the Stations of the Cross. We fast. We perform the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. In doing all these things, we now look deeply within ourselves, and we see the temptations now that exist in our life. And in doing so, now we reach out to Christ for help to defeat those temptations. Jesus Christ has already defeated the devil and the temptations in the desert. And now he can come into our life and defeat our own temptations if we allow him. And may the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.